brothers and sisters.
刚刚唱那首诗歌，好像平常我们波饼的时候在唱。
The song we just sang, usually we sang it when we have communion.
但是你有没有再注意看一下里面歌词？好像不一定是在波饼的时候才可以唱。
If you look at the words, it seems like it's not necessarily true that we only sing it during the communion.
的确，他是那生命的饼。
Yes, he is the bread of life.
他要分赐给我们每一个人。
And to be given to all of us.
希望今天我们每一个人都能够分到那饼。
Hope that we all will be able to receive that bread today.
没有一个人是饥饿出去的。
Nobody will be hungry when they go out.
好吧，一起我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
今天早晨，主你从爱的诗歌唤醒了我们。
Today you have called us with the songs of love.
实在是你是扶持带领我们那位主。
Yes, you're the one who strengthened us and lead us.
更是你是买赎我们以及把我们带到你跟前的主，让我们今天的心能够对着你，让我们耳朵能够听到你的声音，愿你的名在这边被称颂，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。首先我要让你们看一件两个从市里来的一个中文怎么讲，就是一个证明书。
First, I want to show you these two certificates came from the city.
或者是证明书可以给我们一个提醒。
Or maybe it's a reminder for all of us.
当初我们建这个堂的时候，我们一直以为说我们只能做160个人左右。
And when we first built this building, we thought that we can accommodate about 160 people.
但是几天前我们这个 City of Shawnee 他来了，他给我们发一张 certificate， 他说我们可以做212个人。所以如果你旁边座位还是空的话，请你们邀你的朋友来。特别是感恩节的时候，我很惭愧，我坐那排只有我一个人坐。他还有给我们一张另外的证明。这是我们可以吃饭的那个地方。你们眼睛好一点，大家可以看这么远吧。只有68个人。所以我们吃饭坐到好挤。所以求主也是给我们预备地方，不管在心里面在场地上都给我们预备。我们回到今天我们要看的三件事迹。这个事迹是主耶稣他自己所走过，也是自己所说的话。从他做的事情里面，我们来看一下他是如何的主。我记得我的学习经验是这样子
的。
我是从一个人的作为、一个人的行动里面，我来学。就是学习一些事情。
Usually, I will learn from a person's act and his behavior.
如果你跟我讲了很多，我可能听到可能只有20%，还是比20%还少。
If you have spoken to me, I may be able to retain about maybe at most 20%.
但是你所做的、你所行的，我可能学的最多。
But what you have done, what you act upon.I think I will learn from that a lot more.
我记得我父亲他很少他是很沉默寡言的人。
I remember my father, he doesn't speak that much.
但是我从他身上所学的是他的行动。
But what I have learned from him is his action.
他没有说叫我说你要早起来。
He never did tell me you need to get up early.
但他自己很早起来。
But he got up very early.
他没有叫我说你要勤快一点。
And he did not tell me to be diligent.
但是我从他的行动里面，我知道他很勤快。
But from his action, I have learned that he's a very diligent person.
还有一件事情我学到，就是当我在大学里面修一门管理学。
I remember when I was in college, I was taking a course in administration.
Management.
Management.
结果第一堂那个教授说，我所有的投资，过去的投资都失败了。
In the very first lesson, the professor said that all the investment I have failed.
那我那时候还年轻，我说那我何必来修你的课呢？
So I was young then. I said, why do I want to take classes from you?
你要教财务管理，结果你所投资的都失败，那我其他整个学期是不是要听下去呢？
So since you are in a financial management class, but you have lost all your investment, why do I want to listen to you?
其实我错了，我应该那时候想说，我可以从失败里面学习的经验。
But I was wrong. I should be able to learn from failure.
我们今天我们要回过头来看一下主耶稣在这地上他所行他所说的。
Today we want to see what our Lord has done on earth.
我们先看第一个故事。
Let's first look at the first story.
我们翻到路加福音。
Look,
第十九章。
Chapter 19.
翻到话好不好？我们同声来念。我们从第一节我们念到第十节。耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，都私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去住宿。撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把我所有一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。这是耶稣经过耶利哥城的时候所发生的一件事情。
This is an incident that when Jesus was passing through Jericho.
耶利哥有很长的历史。
The city of Jericho has a long history.
听说他比海平线还低。
And heard that it's lower than the sea level.
在那边就是我们知道以色列人他们进迦南美地的时候，这是第一个城攻下来的。
And remember when the Israelites went into Canaan, this is the first city they taken over.
其实不是他们攻下来，是神让他们绕城墙七次，然后第七天的时候城墙垮了。
Well, it wasn't them who overcame the city, but rather God had them surround the city for seven times and 7 days, and the city fall apart.
所以耶稣亚说，这个城以后立城的时候，如果有人来盖这城的时候，他盖的时候，他的大儿子会去世。
So when Joshua thought that, and he said that whoever built upon the city again, their firstborn will be will have something happen to them.
会死。立城门的时候，他的最小儿子会死。
If you build the gate, then the younger son will die.
如果你们读First King 列王记上的时候，你会发现这个事情果真发生。
And if you read from First King, you will see that that actually happened.
在第十七、十八章那边。
In chapter 17 and 18.
所以这是一个好像被一个咒诅的城。
Looks like the city being cursed.
结果耶稣是经过这个城。
However, our Lord Jesus had passed through the city.
在这个城有一个人名叫撒该。
And there's a man here called Zacchaeus.
他身量虽然矮小。
Even though he's short.
但是他却是是一个税吏长。
But he's the chief tax collector.
而且他也是一个财主。
And also a wealthy man.
所以他好像他的生活他混得不错。
It seems like he had a very good living.
那 这时候他听说耶稣要经过这个城。
So he heard about that Jesus will be passing through the city.
他就跑到前啊，他就是想要看看耶稣是怎样的人。
And he wanted to see how Jesus is like.
我想他已经听过很多耶稣是怎么样的人。
I think he must have heard about Jesus a lot.
他所做的事情。
All the things that Jesus had done.
甚至有人说他就是弥赛亚。
And people said that he is the Messiah.
所以他一定要看一下到底这个人是什么人。
So he wanted to see how this person is like.
如果照他的身份跟他的财务拥有的话，他不应该是在后面。
And according to his reputation and all the wealth he had, he should not be at the end, at the last.
他应该是人家是让他站在最前头。
People should usher him to the front.
但是我们可以看到他大概是不是很受欢迎的。
But we can see that he probably is not a person people will welcome.
可能是他的职业。
Maybe because of his profession.
或可能是他讹诈了谁。
Maybe he had cheated people.
或者是他是在为罗马政府做事
，Maybe because he's working for the Roman Empire，
或者是他所做的人家不很欣赏
，And the things that he did was not admired by people。
所以他虽然有那样的一个职位，他有那样的好像他的财产，但是好像他只是被挤在后面。
So even though he had all these possessions, but he was squeezed to the end。
又很可惜他的身量又矮，所以他不能看到。
And he was a short person, so he cannot see.
所以我们看到他就想一个办法，他就跑到前头，他跑到桑树上面去了。
So he thought of a way, he just ran ahead onto the sycamore fig tree.
他要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。
He wanted to see Jesus because Jesus will pass by there.
所以我们看到他可能已经算好了，就是耶稣会从这边经过，他可以看到。
So he had already thought about it that Jesus will be passing through there.
好，我们知道耶稣到了那里，抬头一看。
So when Jesus came to that spot and raised his head and saw him,
跟他说，撒该，快下来。
And he said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately.
第一个，我很诧异，耶稣怎么一下就知道他的名字。
First, I was amazed at how did Jesus knew his name.
还有那么多人，他怎么会就是只有叫撒该？
And there's so many other people. Why did he just call Zacchaeus?
我不相信爬到树上只有他一个人。
I think that there are more than just one him climbing onto the tree.
但是耶稣指名带姓的说，撒该，快下来。
But Jesus just called by his name to have him come down.
他说，今天我必住在你家里。
And today I will stay at your house.
他怎么知道他家够住呢？
How did he know that there will be room in his house?
耶稣这时候是他有他的门徒跟着他。
At this time, the disciples following Jesus.
所以不是只有耶稣一个人。
It's not just Jesus by himself.
你招待他的话，意思就是说招待他所有的门徒。
To welcome Jesus is to have to host the rest of the disciples too.
如果家不是够大的话，可能也没有办法招待。
If your house is not big enough, it's hard to host all these people.
但好像耶稣已经知道这个人的底细。
It seems like Jesus already knows all the background of this person.
他一开始讲，他就说，我必住在你家里。
And he said, when Jesus said, he said, I will stay at your house today.
我们看到撒该他听见就急忙下来。
So Zacchaeus quickly came down.
好像他所崇拜、所要看的人，今天竟然就是叫他的名字，而且要住在他家里。
The person he admired for, then now he's going to stay at my house.
我们看他的反应是怎么样。
So what was his reaction?
他说欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
He said he welcomed him gladly.
但是众人的想法却不一样。
But then the rest of the people there thought differently.
他们都私下议论说。
And they were muttering among themselves.
他进到罪人家去住宿。
He's going to be a guest of a sinner.
耶稣应该去比较体贴或体面人的家里去住，怎么会在罪人家住宿呢？
Jesus should have gone to somebody more reputable.
你看第八节，好像一下子事情转变了。
You can see from verse 8, all of a sudden things change.
第七节第八节中间我们没有听到有什么话。
Between verse 7 and 8, we don't see any other conversation.
但是我们看这个人改变了。
But then this person changed.
耶稣没有跟他坐下来说，我跟你讲一下理财的方法。
And Jesus did not just sit down with Zacchaeus and talk about how to manage the money.
或者他也没有跟他讲说，你如何能够得到这救恩。
Or have not talked to him about how to receive salvation.
但是我们看到撒该他站着对主说。
We saw that Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord,
主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人。
Saying, Look, Lord, here, I'm now giving half of my possessions to the poor.
我说，讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
If I cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back four times.
如果你会代数的话，
If you know about the math,
你倒算回来一下，算一下。
You can just calculate backward.
就算他只有讹诈十个人只有讹诈一个人就好了。
If he had just cheated from 10 people, just one person,
他也没有剩下多少。
And he would not have much left.
但是他如果说愿意一半给穷人的话，
And then he's willing to give half to the, of his possession to the poor.
我想他可能讹诈一半的人。
I think he had probably cheated half of the people.
那如果这样算的话，他可能没有什么东西留下来了。
Calculate, then he probably would not have much left over.
那到底为什么这个人改变这么快呢？
So why did this person change so quickly?
而且我们看耶稣对他的反应怎么说？
And let's look at the reaction of Jesus.
他说今天救恩到了这家。
Say today salvation has come to this house.
因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because this man too is a son of Abraham.
人子来为要寻找失丧的人。
The Son of Man came to seek the lost.
我来美国读书的时候，那时候还是在80年左右。
And about 1980, I came to the state to study.
一位教授，他那时候有机会去了中国。
And this professor, he had an opportunity to go to China.
那时候还不是很开放的时候。
At that time, China is not very open.
回来他说他有很多幻灯片要给我们让我们看。
And after he came back, he said he wanted to show us some slides.
那我们就学生们我们就都去看。
So we are the students, so we went and watched that.
那最惊讶的就是他的结论是怎么样呢？
And what amazed me is the conclusion that he gave.
他说他发现就是中国的孙逸仙，他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And he said that the son is also the descendants of Abraham.
他那时候我就一直放在心里。
And I was treasuring that in my heart.
他怎么没有讲就是有关经济中国的发展情形？
And how come he didn't talk about the economy being growing in China?
或者是他去探访去拜访了几个地方。
Or the city that he had visited.
他却讲了这个就是他的发现亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And he just talked about this discovery, this descendant of Abraham.
我没有问他。
I did not ask him.
但是这句话却常常在我心里面。
But this sentence just stayed in my heart.
亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The son of Abraham.
所以神好像也把这救恩给了我们这中国人。
It seems that God also given us this salvation to the Chinese.
人子来为要寻找失丧的人。
For the son of man to come and seek the lost.
如果我们看到这个撒该。
If we look at this person, Zacchaeus.
如果你第一眼看的时候，他好像不是失丧的人。
And if you look at it at the first impression, he may not be somebody who's lost.
因为他也是有地位，而且也有财产。
Because he has the fame and wealth.
他怎么会失丧呢？
How can he be lost?
而且我们看到主说要住在他家。
And then we saw that Jesus said he was going to stay at his house.
我们看这个人改变。
And then we saw the change of this person.
当我们接受主的时候。
As we receive the Lord.
很多的观念好像我们一下就改了。
Seems like many of our concept will change right away.
好多时候好像还不需要等到很多其他的教导，我们里面的意念改变了。
seems like we don't have to wait for the teaching. This our mind will change.
因为他是那赐生命的主。
Because he's the Lord who gives life.
他要与罪人同住。
He would stay with the sinners.
你知道出埃及记最高潮的时候是在什么地方呢？
You know, the climax of Exodus, where would that be?
是不是他们在庆祝他们已经就是脱离了埃及？
Is that when they were out of Egypt?
或者是他们说他们今天已经成了另外一个国家？
Or they become a different country?
我们看一下出埃及记最后一章的时候，却是。
But then if we look at the last chapter of Exodus, it's
出埃及记四十章。
In chapter 40.
我只讲一个重点。
I only mention a main point.
他说当时云彩遮盖会幕。
So then the cloud covered the tent of meeting.
耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
神他要与人同在。
God wants to abide with people.
他在寻找属于他的人。
He is seeking for those who belong to him.
你知道下一次神的荣光在哪边出现？
You know, when is the next time that the glory of the Lord has shown?
是在所罗门王建完殿的时候。
It's when King Solomon finished building the palace.
是在历代志下第七章第一节到第二节。
It's in 2 Chronicles in chapter 1 there. Chapter 7.
所罗门祈祷已毕，就有火从天上降下来，烧尽燔祭和别的祭，耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
This is 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
那时候耶和华的荣光再次的充满。
The glory of the Lord came down again.
因为他要与人同住。
Because he wanted to dwell with people.
到了新约的时候，我们看到这个荣光谁看见了？
And when we come to the New Testament, do you remember who see this glory?
是他的门徒看见了。
It's his disciples.
所以约翰他在第一章第十四节的时候，他这么说。
So in John chapter 1 verse 14 it says,
道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
It said the word became flesh and make his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
他说我们也见过他的荣光。
He said we also seen his glory.
其实他在变化山上的时候，他见过主耶稣的荣光。
It's in the Mount of Transfiguration they John has seen the glory.
我们看到神他要来到人间。
We saw that God wants to come to this earth.
他要拯救我们罪人。
To save the sinner.
当我们接受他的时候，
And as we receive him,
我们的生命会被改变。
Our life will change.
很多时候我们可以可以就是教育人，但是我们不能改变人的生命。
Many times we can teach people, but we cannot change people's life.
道德可以限制人，但是没有办法改变生命。
The ethic can limit a person, but cannot change a person.
唯有我们的主，他可以改变人的生命。
Only our Lord can change a life.
而且他要与我们同住。
And he wants to dwell among us.
所以能看到我们这位主，他是什么样的主呢？
So we can see what kind of Lord he is.
他是要与人同住的主。
He is the one who wants to dwell with his people.
我们再来看第二个例子。
Let's look at the second example.
这是刚刚我们在马太福音所读的。
And that's what we had read earlier from Matthew, the book of Matthew.
这是马太福音第二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
我们看一下二十节。
We'll read from verse 20.
到二十八节。
To 28.
Let's read it
together.
那时西比泰儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说，你要什么呢？他说，愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。耶稣回答说，你们不知道所求的是什么。我将要喝的杯你们能喝吗？ 他们说我们能，耶稣说我所喝的杯你们必要喝，只是坐在我左右不是我可以吃的，乃是我父为谁预备的就赐给谁。那十个门徒听见就恼怒他们弟兄二人，耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。这时候是一个妈妈来了。
This time it's the mother who came.
我相信妈妈对子女的盼望愿望是最高的。
I think the mom have a lot of expectation and hope for their children.
这耶稣两个门徒的妈妈也不例外。
And it's still the same for this mother of the two disciples of Jesus.
如果你们看其他的经文，你们知道这两个儿子，一个是叫约翰，一个是雅各。
You know, from other passage, we know that these two disciples are John and James.
就是说他们儿子已经跟你这么久了，将来得国的时候，可不可以一个坐你右边，一个坐左边？
Said my sons have been with you for so long, and when your kingdom come, can one of them sit on your right, the other one on your left?
那左右是什么意思呢？
So what do you mean by right and left?
如果玩中国象棋的话，左右就是一个士。
If you know the Chinese chess, the right and left is a soldier.
Prime minister 还是什么？
Prime minister.
反正就是仅次于这个最大的将或是帅。
We know that's kind of like a second in command almost.
所以这妈妈希望她儿子可以一个坐在耶稣的左边，一个坐在右边。
So the mom wants the two sons to be able to sit from right and also to the left.
希望也能够有一些的一些权力还是权位吧。
Seems like we want to have some power and authority.
不然的话，好像跟了就白跟了。
Since otherwise, it seems like just follow Jesus is for in vain.
我们看耶稣怎么回答。
So let's look at the answer of Jesus.
耶稣回答说，你们不知道所求的是什么。
He said, you don't know what you're asking.
我将要喝的杯你们能喝吗？
Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?
他们不晓得耶稣要喝什么杯。
They don't know what Jesus will be drinking from the cup.
如果像我们现在，如果我们已经知道耶稣是被钉十字架。
Now we know that Jesus will be nailed on the cross.
是的，左边右边也有一个有两个强盗。
Yeah, true. There's a left and a right, the two crosses.
他们预先知道的话，一定不会的，一定不会问这种问题的。
If they had known earlier, they probably would not ask for that.
但是你们看他怎么说呢？
So what did he say then?
他说我们能。
And they answer yeah, we can.
哦，这是一个，他们胆子好大啊！他说我们能。
Seems like they're very bold to say that we can.
他说好吧耶稣说我所喝的杯你们必要喝。
And Jesus said, yeah, you will indeed drink from my cup.
但是坐在我左右不是我可以赐的。
But to sit at the right or left is not for me to grant.
是我父为谁预备就给谁。
His places belong to the Father who will have prepared that.
我们知道事后这其他十个门徒就有点恼怒。
So the other 10 disciples, they are very upset about this.
那还有我们怎么办呢？
And what happened to us then?
那我们，你们只要坐左右，那我们其他十个我们要坐哪里？
If you sit on the right and left, where will we sit?
耶稣知道他们的心。
The Lord knows their hearts.
你知道他，耶稣怎么跟他们说呢？
So how did Jesus,
就叫他们过来。
Now come over here.
他说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们。
Say there are rulers of the Gentiles to lord it over them.
有大臣超权管束他们。
And there are high officials exercising authority over them.
但是只是你们中间不可这样。
He said, not so with you.
你们中间谁愿为大？
Instead, whoever wants to become great,
就必做你们的用人。
You must be your servant.
谁愿为首？
Who wants to be first,
就必做你们的仆人。
Must be your slave.
正如人子来。
Just like the Son of Man.
不是要受人的服侍，
not come to be served,
乃是要服侍人，
but to serve,
而且要舍命做多人的赎价，
to the point to give up his life as ransom for many.
昨天我们在外面是不是教会有清扫？
And yesterday at the church we have a cleaning outside.
我昨天我没有办法来，
Yesterday I could not come.
因为我还有其他有一个啊、一个聚集。
And because I have another meeting.
我心里就觉得有点愧欠。
And I feel a little bit guilty.
没有扫到教会的树叶。
I didn't rake any leaves for the church.
我跟 Uncle Tony 打个电话，进打电话说抱歉我来不了。
And Jim called Uncle Tony that sorry I couldn't come.
下午我看我家前面落叶也是非常的多。
And in the afternoon, I saw that I in my own house there are many leaves that have come down.
因为我前面有好多好多棵树。
Because I have many trees in the front yard.
我很伤脑筋，我不晓得怎么扫。
And it's a headache. I don't know how to rake up the leaves.
因为风又大。
And it's very, it was very windy.
那扫的话，全部都被吹掉了。
If you put together, it will be blown away.
那而且我出去风那么大的话，我自己又有点敏感，鼻子会敏感。
And it's so windy, and also have some allergy to these.
忽然间，进跟我讲说，哎，我们邻居在帮我们那个扫那落叶。
And it said, our neighbor is trying to rake our leaves.
你去跟他讲一下。
And maybe you can talk to him.
至少跟他说一个谢谢。
At least thank him.
结果他是开的一个 riding mower.
So he was riding on a riding mower.
他把我们家前面树叶一下子全部都吸掉了。
And very quickly he just vacuumed up all the leaves.
他的那个 riding mower 声音很大，我跟他讲话他也听不见。
And it was a very loud riding mower, and he could not hear what I'm telling him.
那我靠近他的时候，所有的灰尘都往脸上扑。
When I walked close to him, all the dust just came to my face.
所以我也没有办法做些什么，就站在那边看。
I couldn't do much, so I just stood there and watched.
他后面有两个袋子。
And he had two bags on the back.
一下就满了。
And quickly it will be filled up.
满了，我看他要倒到哪里去。
And I want to see where he's going to dump these leaves.
他没有倒在我们家的yard.
And he did not dump it on our yard.
他车子开到他自己的 yard 去。
And he just drove back to his own yard.
他放把我们家的叶子放在他的那个自己 yard 里面。
And he just put down those leaves on his own yard.
当然是 piled up, 是整个一堆的。
And it's piled up all together.
我知道他慢慢会把它烧掉。
And I know that he would then burn it up.
那等到车子声音没有，我想再过去跟他说道谢。
And I heard that there's no more noise from the mower. I want to go and thank him.
哎，他不见人呢。
And then he disappeared.
我就说那我打个电话吧。
So I said, oh, maybe I'll call him.
电话也没有人接。
And nobody answered the phone.
我当然是留个话了。
So I left a message.
他给我一个很大的启示。
And give me a great revelation.
他自己是 AMC 的 vice president.
And he's the vice president of AMC.
但是他下班以后领带拿掉，他跟我们都一样。
But after he got off from work, took out the tie, it's the same as us.
我前两个礼拜，他看我用那个很小的那个推草机在那边，就是弄叶子。
And 2 weeks ago, he saw me use my little mower to try to get rid of the leaves.
他看到以后，他就叫我说把那个小推草机弄到旁边去。
And after he saw that, he said, put aside your little riding, lawn mower.
他就把那个他自己可以骑的那个很大的，全部都把我吸一圈。
And then he just came with his riding mower to vacuum up the leaves.
我想大概吸一次已经很不容易了，就很感谢。
It's pretty difficult to do it one time.
就这礼拜他又来再吸一圈。
And yet this week he came again to do it again.
让我想到就是主耶稣是不是也是这样子呢？
Then I thought about, is our Lord Jesus like that?
当我们很多好像我们看起来很多罪污，很多这些不讨神喜悦的东西。
When we can look at our lives, there's so many sins that things that are not pleasing to the Lord.
他来都把我们清干净。
He came and cleaned it up for us.
而且这些我们要丢掉的东西，他全部放到他自己的 yard 里面。
And those things we need to throw away, and he took it and put it on his own yard.
他等到风小一点的时候，他把它烧掉。
And when the wind come down, he will just burn it up.
Oh, 我们看到我们的主是不是这样子呢？
And we look at our Lord, isn't he like that?
他来，他把我们所有的罪污都洗净。
He came and he cleansed all our sin.
而且把这些所有的罪全部放在他儿子的身上。
And he came and took our sins and put it on his own son.
然后把他儿子挂在十字架上。
And took his son and put him on the cross.
我们所有的罪全部在他儿子的身上。
All our sin were laid upon his son.
这是不是他所说的？
Isn't that what he said?
在马太福音二十章二十八节。
In Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
正如人子来，不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give his life for a ransom for many.
如果你今天你还不认得他，
If today you still do not know him,
我相信很多坐在你旁边的人，他们已经得到这个。
I believe many sit around you, they already received this.
他们可以跟你做见证说，的确是这样子。
They can give you testimony that it is truly like that.
他要来这边要服侍。
He came to serve.
他要舍命做多人的赎价。
To give his life to be ransom for many.
为什么我们不能很简单的就让他把我们的罪能够拿去？
Why can't we just simply let him take away all our sins?
有时候我们说不好意思。
And sometimes we don't feel we are embarrassed by it.
我们家的落叶自己扫。
And we want to just rake our own leaves.
我们自己的罪，我们自己负责。
I'll be responsible for my own sin.
是不是可以负责呢？
Can you really be responsible?
只有主可以担当我们的罪。
Only our Lord can take on up that sin.
他除去我们一切的罪恶。
He will put away all our sin.
当我们相信他的时候。
As if we believe in him.
我们不拒绝他的时候。
If we do not reject him.
他就能做事。
He can then start working.
所以我们在这边，我们是不是看到他是他的牧养跟其他地上的牧养不一样？
Now we can see that isn't that his shepherding is different than other shepherding?
地上是要大臣要治理要管束。
In the on earth, the official wants to rule over people.
但是我们在这边，我们看到他不是要治理管束我们。
But here we see that he does not want to rule over us or exercise authority over us.
他要服侍，要为我们舍命。
But rather he will serve and to give his life for us.
就像在约翰福音第十章那边，你们记得他怎么说？
Just right, we remember in John chapter 10, what he said.
他说我是好牧人。
He said, I'm the good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
这是他的治理的方式。
And this is how he managed.
我们再来看第三个故事。
Let's look at the third story.
我们再回到路加福音。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 18.
第十八章。
Chapter 18.
最后一段。
The last passage.
这个故事刚好是在我们刚刚读去耶利哥城耶稣还没有进去的时候所发生的。
And this happened right before the story we just read, before he entered Jericho.
我等一下再跟你讲为什么我要找这一段。
And later on I'll tell you why I chose this passage.
我们一起读十八章路加福音十八章三十五到四十三节。
Let's read chapter 18 verse 35 to 43 together. 42 43
我们前面耶稣将近耶利哥的时候有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭听见许多人经过就问是什么事他们告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过他就呼叫说大卫的子孙耶稣啊可怜我吧在前头走的人就责备他不许他作声他却越发喊叫说大卫的子孙可怜我吧耶稣站着吩咐他把他领过来到了跟前就问他说你要我为你做什么他说主啊我要能看见耶稣说你可以看见你的信救了你瞎子立刻看见就跟随耶稣一路荣耀归于神众人看见这事也赞美神你知道这件事情是在耶稣问说人子来的时候遇得见世上有信德的吗
And this is happened when Jesus said when the Son of Man came will he find people who have faith
那是在第十八章第八节前段的时候
And it's recorded at chapter 18 verse 8
这是耶稣用一个比喻说有一个寡妇啊，他到不义的官面前所求的。
And when he was giving a parable that a widow came to an officer to ask for justice.
我们知道在第八节后半段他说，然而人子来的时候遇得见世上有信德的吗？
And this is and the second part of verse says, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
信德其实原来就是信心。
And that first, that is faith.
然后我们看到刚刚我们读这个瞎子的时候，瞎子的眼睛被医好的时候，你知道耶稣怎么说？
So when the blind man was healed, what did Jesus say?
他说你可以看见，你的信救了你。
He said, receive your sight, your faith has healed you.
哦，所以这个瞎子有信心。
So this blind man had faith.
我们知道这个瞎子他喊了几次。
And we know that this blind man had called out many times.
我相信他不止一次，他喊了几次。
I know that it's not just one time, but many times.
他说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
The son of David had mercy on me.
什么叫大卫的子孙？
What do you mean by the son of David?
因为他们一直期盼大卫的子孙有一位是弥赛亚要来。
Because they are hoping for Messiah to be the son of David that will come.
他眼睛没有办法看见。
His eye cannot see.
但是我相信他里面知道。
But his spirit knows.
所以他在这边喊。
So that's why he's calling out.
他知道这位就是弥赛亚。
He knows that this is the Messiah.
所以他喊的，他有没有喊错？
So he shouted out. Did he shout it out wrong?
他没有喊错。
No, he did not.
他喊对了。
And he was right.
他的眼睛可以看见了。
His eyesight was restored.
你们还记得耶稣不只是医好这个瞎子。
We know that Jesus not only healed this blind person.
他还医好其他的瞎子。
And he also healed other blind men.
但是你知道却有什么样的结果呢？
But do you know what kind of result?
我们看一下约翰福音第九章。
We can see from John chapter
9:35-41就好。
Verse 35 to 41。
我可以把前面故事稍微跟你们讲。
Let me briefly tell you what happened before this.
这也是耶稣医好一个生来是瞎眼的。
And Jesus also healed a blind man who was blind from birth.
那结果我们知道却引起很多的辩论。
And it, as a result, there was a lot of discussion after that.
有人说是这个瞎子是他是个罪人呢，还是他父母呢？
And people say, is this a blind person a sinner or is that his parents?
甚至法利赛人都开始要就是询问这个瞎子。
And the Pharisees start asking, interrogating this blind man.
他们不是要就是要找到，就是说这位是弥赛亚。他们的反应是说，他们要找耶稣的渣渣。
And they are not seeking for the Jesus as the Messiah, but rather find the short coming of Jesus.
所以他们可以控告他。
So that they can accuse Jesus.
但是很奇妙，我们看到最后耶稣如何回答他们。
And we can see how Jesus answered them at the end.
这被医好，生来是瞎眼的被医好以后，但是很不幸，你知道他们却被赶出他们的他聚会的地方。
Because this blind man was healed, but then unfortunately he was thrown out of where they are meeting.
我们看一下35-41。
Verse 35 to 41。
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”耶稣说：“你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。”他说：“主啊，我信。”就拜耶稣。耶稣说：“我为审判到了这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，叫能看见的反瞎了眼。”从他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说：“难道我们也瞎了眼吗？”耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。”这是一个很奇妙的对话。
It's a very strange conversation.
他说你们如果是瞎了就能看见。
It's that if you are blind, then you will see.
你们看见就是你们瞎了，而且罪还在。
And you see, but yet you are blind, and your sin remains with you.
很多时候我们觉得我们自己可以称义。
And many times we think that we can be justified.
我们不需要, 啊, 其他的救恩,
we don't need any other salvation.
我们来教会只是看看,
and we just come to church to see.
或者是我们来教会只是看看有什么, 啊, 像那个, 啊, 西比泰的儿子的母亲,
and maybe we are just like the mother of Zebedee's.
我们都有不一样的, 不一样的, 啊, 意念,
we have a different thinking when we come.
但是, 耶稣这边很简单的就是他要医好我们眼睛看不见的
But simply here Jesus just wants to heal those who are blind
当我们承认我们是看不见的时候
If we acknowledge that we cannot see
他要医好我们
He will heal us
当我们承认我们可以看得见的时候
When we acknowledge that we can see
但是那个时候却是我们看不见的时候
At that time maybe we cannot see
这是一个 很奇妙的一个说法
It's a very amazing thing
我父亲他在年纪大的时候 他眼睛看不见
My father when he was old He cannot see with his eyes
但是他里面却能够看得见
But he could see on the inside
他知道他走的道路是对的
He knew that his path was right
他知道他所信的是谁
He knew whom he believed in
他要临走的时候，他一直跟我讲说他看见，他看见。
When he, before he left this earth, he kept telling me he saw, he saw.
那当然不是他的肉眼看见。
Because it's not his physical eyes.
但是他却看到他所信的是谁。
But he saw whom he believed in.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
让我们今天。 我们能够不止肉眼看见，我们灵里面也能看见。
That not only our fleshly eyes can see, but also our spiritual eyes.
我们看见什么呢？
What will we see?
我们要看见这位给我们生命的主。
We can see this Lord who gives us life.
他舍价为多人舍命来救赎我们。
He gives his life to be ransomed for many one of us.
我们只要 很简单来到他面前
We just simply have to come before him
我们说我们愿意相信他
We are willing to believe in him
他会医好我们里面的眼睛
He will heal our eyes on the inside
我们可以听到很多人的见证
We can hear a lot of the testimonies
如果神不开我们里面眼睛 我们实在是不能认得他
If we, God did not open our eyes on the inside then we will not know him
包括我在内
Including myself
我们有 地上有很多的，也许我们的知识，我们的其他的东西，把我们的眼睛蒙瞎了。
In earth, there are so many things like the knowledge that blinded our eyes.
我们需要主把这些挪去。We
need our Lord to take away those.
我们才能够看到我们的主。So
that we can see our Lord.
他是一个更新我们的主。He
is the Lord who will renew us.
当我们愿意来到他面前的时候。
If we are willing to come before him,
我们被更新了,
we will be renewed.
他不在乎我们在这地上的年日是多少,
he does not care how many days we have on this earth.
或者我们只有五岁,
maybe we only have five years old.
或者我们现在40岁,
or maybe we're now 40 years old.
或者我们70岁了,
maybe we're in the 70s.
他可以更新我们,
he can still renew us.
在哥林多后书第4章16节,
in 2 Corinthians, chapter 4 verse 16
他说所以我们不要上胆
said therefore do not lose heart
外体虽然毁坏
though outwardly we are wasting away
内心却一天新是一天
yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day
是的外体渐渐的毁坏
yes outwardly we are wasting away
但是如果我们有这位神的话
but if we have this Lord
我们里面的心是一天新是一天
What's in the heart in the, within us will be renewed day by day
甚至我们常常听到就是有人受洗的时候在哥林多后书5章17节他这么说
And then we usually hear this verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 when the baptism happened
若有人在基督里
That if anyone is in Christ
他就是新造的人
He is a new creation
旧事已过,
the old has gone
都变成新的了,
the new has come
甚至我们一直看到
圣经的最后，在启示录的时候。
And even at the end, at the in Revelation.
21章第五节。
Chapter 21, verse 5.
坐宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了。
He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new.
让我们在主里面，我们都能够更新。
May we be renewed in the Lord.
不管我们在主多少年，在主里面多少年。
Regardless how many years we have in the Lord.
或是我们还不认得主。
Maybe we don't even know the Lord yet.
你可以被更新的。
You can be renewed.
让我们今天我们能够看到他。
May so that we can see him today.
我们能够知道他是那赐生命的主。
To know that he is the one who can give us life.
他是同在的主。
He is the one who will dwell among us.
他要牧养我们。
The one who will shepherd us,
他要更新我们
and renew us,
让我们的信望爱在主里面被成全。
May we be fulfilled in our faith, love, and hope.
我们不是在这边只是看看
not just here to kind of browse around.
我们不是在这边只是要看一下，就是将来错误的盼望是要治理管理。
And not to be mistaken, in the future we just want to manage and administer.
我们不是在这边，我们是盲目的。
That we're not just blind here.
而是我们是有信心的。
But we have faith.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你赐下主你自己的儿子来到这地上。
You have given your son to this earth.
你称他为人子。
You call him son of man.
人子来了，是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And the Son of Man came to seek the lost to save them.
我们知道人子来不是要受人的服侍。
And then the Son of Man is not here to be served.
乃是要服侍人。
But to serve others.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And also to lay down his life to become ransom for many.
你问说人子来的时候。
And he said that when the Son of Man came.
遇得见世上有信德的吗？
Will he find people who have faith?
主，我们愿意说，大卫的子孙可怜我。
And we were willing to say, a son of David, have mercy on us.
我们愿意看见。
We want to see.
求你医好我们的眼目。
May you heal our eyes.
所以我们能够看见。
So that we can see you.
你就是那位人子。
You are that son of man.
所以我们谢谢你今天跟我们说话。
Lord, we thank you to speak to us today.
愿荣耀都归给你。
And we give you all the glory.
Amen.
Amen.